Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to two openings this morning? We're looking at 1 Peter 2, 1 Peter, the second chapter, and Malachi, the third chapter. 1 Peter 2. We've been talking for some weeks now. I guess this is our fifth lesson on this subject. We're calling the offerings of the Lord. The offerings of the Lord. And our main text here is 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. It says, "You also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." Or as the Amplified says, "like living stones, be yourselves built into a spiritual house for a holy, dedicated, consecrated priesthood to offer up those spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ." We are a priesthood. We are a spiritual house. We're God's house. Right? And he is continuing to build his house. Every time you see lost folks, you ought to think, building materials. Right? Because when the last living stones are sealed by the Holy Spirit into place, glory to God, and the true tabernacle of God is completed, then the Lord, this thing's going to wind up and the Lord's going to move in and fill us up with his glory forever. Hallelujah. Not just individually, but corporately as his house. Oh, won't it be grand? But right now, we're his house. And right now, we are holy priesthood. And in order to know if we're a priesthood, we ought to know what priests do. And the only way you can know that is to go back. You know, the answer to Bible questions are in the Bible. Is that right? You might think that's too basic, but people miss that all the time. Well, I just don't understand. Wonder what's the answer to that? Well, look in the Bible. The answer to Bible questions are in the Bible. And how do we understand the priesthood? Well, you go back to the Old Testament. You look in Leviticus and you look in the scriptures that deal with the priesthood, and what did the priest do? Well, a huge part of their service was in the offerings of the Lord. Now, there's a lot of different kind of offerings. I mean, there is the whole burnt offering, there's the sin offering and the guilt offering and the peace offering, numerous things and different levels of each one if you go back and study it. And though we're not in the old covenant, we're the new, how many understand that everything in the old typifies something in the new? Right? And unless something in the old is modified by something in the new, it stands as it's written. For instance, "Thou shalt not steal" is still good. Right? That hasn't been modified. Now, for instance, the sin offerings. You know, offering a bull, offering a sheep for your sin, that has been modified by the book of Hebrews, right? And by the book of Romans, that since Jesus now has offered up his blood for our sin, there's no more animal sacrifice for sin. Elsewise, we ought to still be burning goats, right? Is that right? So, we talked about that, the priesthood, and here, it's in the passage right here, we're to offer up what? Spiritual sacrifices, Amplified brings out, that are holy, that are acceptable, that are pleasing to God. Do we still, in this new covenant, in this new testament, do we give offerings to God? Yeah, our very life is to be an offering to Him. Right? We're to present our bodies. Living sacrifices. Is that right? We're to offer up our praise. We're to offer up our thanks and our worship. And we're to bring material offerings. Do we still bring material offerings? I know I do. And I know a bunch of you do, right? So we're talking about all of these things in the offerings of the Lord. Now go back with me, if you would, to Malachi. We got into this last week. And that was part one. This is part two of this particular thing. Malachi. Malachi's in the Old Testament. You just back up a couple of pages from Matthew, you'll be there. And we'll read in the third chapter again. I'm reading in the NIV of verse 6. First of all, I'll read to you. Malachi 3:6. He says, I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you're gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, wherein shall we return? And I'll read the rest of it to you from the NIV here. He says, verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? And he said, what? In tithes and offerings. He said, you're under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you're robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty. That's one of the few places you'll see that kind of phrase. Test me in this. Prove me. Now that's interesting, isn't it? What does the Lord say? Check me on this. Right? On what? Tithing. And offering. He said, check me on it. Do it and see. See what? See if I will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you'll not have room enough for it. Whoo! Makes me want to shout. Because I'm a tither. Right? The problem with not believing in tithing is that you don't get the blessing. Right? I mean, if you don't believe in tithing, then how can you believe for the blessing of the tither? He said, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops. How many want to be delivered from pests? Yes. Oh, yeah. And the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Is there a blessing on the tither? There is a blessing of increase and a pouring out of blessings to the point that you don't have room to contain it. And then there is the blessing of protection, that your stuff is not consumed by the devourer. You know, the devil is called the destroyer, isn't he? And I am convinced that no one successfully keeps the tithe. What do you mean, Brother Keith? Well, I believe that if you do not tithe, that the tithe is holy. And if something is holy to the Lord and you keep it for yourself, it's a curse to you. Huh? How many remember Achan? He took of the dedicated thing. And he was cursed in his house. You know, Phyllis and I, riding back home after last Sunday, we talked about tithing. We talked about this a little bit. She said, you know, what you didn't say is when we were not really tithing is about all our stuff that broke. and all our stuff that tore up and all our stuff that, you know, we lost money. And man, the more you tie into the tithe and to the blessings and putting God first, you just don't have problems that other people have. You don't. Your stuff lasts so long. And you just don't have all the breakdowns and tear-ups. And you understand what I'm saying? When I'm saying I don't believe people can successfully keep the tithe. I believe you'll lose that tenth, and moreover, because you're not protected from the devourer. In problems and loss. But how many who are tithers, you can vouch for this, that you believe that that 90% blessed go so much further, right, than the 100% cursed. Well, he said, you're cursed. Why? Because you've robbed me. Now, let me back up and talk some more about this. We had very few comments from last Sunday about anything negative at all from the internet or either way. Great. But I realize that there are some, especially as I'm going to get into some things today. And I realize that not everybody would necessarily agree with everything that we might say. Let me read something to you. Are you still? No, you didn't hold your place. I didn't ask you to. But in 1 Peter, where you were, you don't have to turn back there. But let me just read this to you from 1 Peter 5. He said, the elders which are among you, you can just listen. You don't have to turn. He said, I exhort, I'm an elder, Peter was talking, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ. Verse 2, he gives them a charge. This would be like pastors and overseers and leaders. Feed the flock of God. Is that our job? Yes. Feed the flock of what? God. Like Brother Hagin used to say, is he talking about hot dogs and hamburgers? What's he talking about? The Word of God. Feed the flock of God, the Word of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. What's our job as a leader? Feed the flock. Right? With what? Nourish the flock up in the words of faith, not opinion.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Tithe, the Holy Portion, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102E. That's R1102E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.